pray. Every day, every day. I don't know how to live. I live on my daily bread. Every day, every day. I don't pray for blessed things to come my way.
Blessed things to come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
You come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Blessed make you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
Joy, 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 you come my way.
You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Matthews, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Is blessed with. It was designed and given to us by God. It was God who provided that new car that you're driving, or that new pickup truck that's in the parking lot. It was God who provided it. It was God who provided the means for a sound system and the pews that are cushioned and the carpets on our floors and the air conditioners that we now enjoy. It was God who provided it. And I can remember as a child growing up when neighbors came by and brought food for us to eat. I can remember when Dad got an unexpected tip at work. What about you? Can you remember how God has provided for you? When we think about our personal situation and we think about the times that we, our yesterday and all of the things that we came out of, and we think about where we are today, we know the Lord is still providing and blessing us. And that is why David is telling us, I remember. And because I remember, I have learned and continue to learn that whatever we are facing in life, God is teaching us to trust Him. No matter what your personal situation may be, no matter how big the obstacle may appear to be, the Lord is simply saying, trust me. And this is what I know. No matter what happens, no matter what comes my way, God will work it out. Let me repeat it. This is what your pastor knows. No matter what happens, no matter what comes our way, God will work it out. I said, God will work it out. So many times we tried to work it out. And in trying to work it out, we run into so many obstacles and so many problems. But if we allow God to be God, He will work things out in our lives. Here's what I know. There are times when God has a prophetic plan for us and we get ahead of Him. And whenever we get ahead of God, we begin to open doors before it's time. And whenever we open doors before it's time, sometimes we run into obstacles that wouldn't be there if we just waited on the Lord. And so if we just continue to trust in the Lord, we won't run into the obstacles that are out there if we just wait and see what he has in store for us. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. God desires our praise. He delights when we call upon him and acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. When my children, my brothers and sisters, when my children say, that's my dad, or when my grandchildren say, that's my granddad, guess who feel good? God, my brothers and sisters, feels good when we acknowledge him. God feels good when we call him dad, papa, when we call him father. He feels good. Because we're acknowledging who he is, for he is blessing us, providing for us, and giving us the things that we need each and every day. Psalm 22 and 3 states, God inhabits the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. God looks down upon us and smiles when we praise and lift him up. Then David said, my soul shall make it boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In other words, give glory to his holy name. Give glory to his holy name. There should have been a shout in the house of the Lord as we begin to call on his name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Those who have been outside of the provision of his grace and his mercy, who have come under the dispensation of grace and have received him, repented of their sins and asked, what must I do to be saved? And their life was changed. And now they can call him Abba, Father, and rejoice. Let them boast and call upon him and rejoice and magnify the Lord. My brothers and sisters, there is something that happens when we start rejoicing in the Lord. My brothers and sisters, when we begin to rejoice and get excited about the Lord, that just messes the enemy up. I don't even want to give him credit for nothing. I don't even like calling his name. But when we start rejoicing in the Lord, that messes the enemy up. He can't stand how you can praise the Lord when you should be crying. That messes him up when you are shouting and falling out and lifting up holy hands and doing holy dances and magnifying the Lord, and messes the enemy up because he think you should be crying. It messes him up when our circumstances look bleak and we keep on praising the Lord. It was just like Job. It messed the enemy up when he took everything that he had, and Job kept trusting in the Lord. That's why David could say, and that's why each and every one of us this morning can say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. In other words, let's start shouting. Let's start praising him. Let's start exalting his name, because our blessing is on the way. Antioch, when we magnify him, That word magnify is a term that said it makes the object bigger. It makes the object greater. So when we start praising the Lord together, when we magnify Him together, when we praise Him together, it makes our praise bigger. And the enemy can't stand our praise to the Lord, because the more we come together, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst, it magnifies, it makes it greater. Our praise, our worship is powerful. That noise that we're making goes up to heaven, and the Lord is hearing it. He acknowledges it. And there's a smile, because He said, those are my children who are calling on my name, who are worshiping and praising me. Those are my children. And the Lord is pleased at what we do in our worship service. David said, finally, I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from my fears. Antioch, stop worrying about that man or that woman who's lying on you. Stop worrying about people who are betraying you. Stop worrying about people who backstab you. Stop worrying about people who tried to harm you. Just keep trusting the Lord and keep praising Him. And magnify the Lord. Because as we do this, it demonstrates the worth of our worship and praise. It allows us to understand what the Lord is doing in our life and through us. And even though we don't understand at times why we are going through certain situations, the Lord is simply working things out for our good. There are times in our life we come into roadblocks and things in life, but the Lord says, I have a plan for you. And because God's plan has been established, deferred, and declared from the very foundation of the world, we can rejoice in knowing that He has worked it all out. And that's why we can say, this is a personal blessing from the Lord. As we enter into this worship service, as we praise and magnify Him, the Lord is happy about this day. But this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. My brothers and sisters, if you have received this message on this day, the Lord is simply saying, as we now extend the invitation to Christian discipleship, you may come now as a candidate of baptism. You may come with a letter of recommendation, or you may come under Christian experience. This is the invitation to Christ. The Lord is speaking to the hearts of those who are here and those of you who are watching by the internet. The Lord is giving us something so unique today that would allow us to celebrate as we reopen the church. We thank You for all You have done and the many blessings You bestowed upon us, Lord, and we bless Your holy and great name. And we thank You for this time of worship and this time of praise. And now, as we always do, we always like to close our message with a prayer and a blessing. Father, how great is our God. We thank You for this day, and we thank You for the many opportunities that You have set for us. On this reopening today, on the reopening of our church, we thank You for all who are here and those who